So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is phenomenal. She says, this is her opening line, "While many choose to wallow in self-pity when life doesn't deal them a full deck of cards, Candace Creer chose to convert her pain into a greater purpose." I think that is seriously one of the best opening lines of a bio I've read. And you know, that you're like, we're talking guests daily for a year, so that stands out. She's the international best-selling author of Invisible Dad and Invisible God, I'm Waiting. So welcome, Candace. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Yeah. What part of the country are you in?
I am in Ohio.
Okay, cool. My show likes to travel all over the world. I love it's always in a new place every day too.
That's awesome.
I know. So tell me about this growing up without a dad and what that did as far as like turning it into inspiration instead of, you know, more of a challenge. And I was dad challenged myself.
Yeah. I mean, being fatherless, especially in this day and age, is really considered like the new normal, right? It's really not considered a problem per se. It's like, you know, stick your head down and deal with it, right? But I learned very quickly that this epidemic would really change my life. And what that meant was is that I would go through various different things, including being sexually molested on a school bus and, you know, considering suicide and, you know, being in relationships where I was emotionally abused and really not having that male guidance in my life. And that male guidance is critical. And so because of that, I would have to go through some things. And I would end up changing my life. My life would be turned. And what would happen is that all the things that I went through in my past would be a springboard for me. I would not only heal, but I would turn around and go get others that were just like me and help them heal also. So that we don't turn a blind eye, you know? Fatherlessness is huge in the United States. We have 43% of children that live without a father. And if you're without a father, the statistics for drug abuse, for suicide, for being in jail, for high school teens dropping out, I mean, it goes all the way up to 80% and above. It's huge. So we need our fathers in our lives. But we also need help for the ones who we don't have in our lives. We need help for those daughters and those sons that will help them to overcome their statistics, those statistics, and really not fall into that, you know, that stronghold of being abandoned.
So tell me, if we can we do like one step that someone can take if they're just going, if they're just kind of getting present to the dad energy in their life, having been a contributing factor to their, you know, present day awareness? What's one thing someone could do?
One thing that someone can do is definitely being self-aware. A lot of times we're not aware of the things that we do because our dads are not in our lives, specifically the relationships that we allow. Oftentimes it's either that we let go of all of our morals, you know, to really be accepted by a male, or that we really just go to the far end of the spectrum and say, you know, all males are dogs. So it's really like,
yeah,
you're one end or the other, right?
Yeah.
You're one end or other. So it's really self-awareness, because the truth is all men are not dogs and we need men in our lives. But also the truth is that we don't need to forget all of our morals, everything that we've been taught over the years to accept a man in our life and have them or have us think that, you know, they love us. So we put down everything, right? So really that self-awareness is key. Another one I would say, Erica, for sure, is forgiveness. And this is where a lot of people fail. And you will see where, and I, when I say a lot, I mean a high percentage fail at this step. And they go right back to the beginning.
Wow.
Where they were.
I did a whole series on, I have actually a free video series on forgiveness. I think I'll put that down in the resources for the show because I was in an audience one time, it was 2007, and I had not written my first book yet. And I was trying to write, my dad was a journalism teacher, but you know, as I said, he was kind of a negative influence. And so I sat there in the audience and this guy on stage talked about how he had forgiven his dad. And in that space of that energy where he and his dad had done worse things than my dad had done, right? And right. I forgave my dad. And my first book came out a year later. Like, it was insane. I could see the complete connection between the forgiveness, healing, and then my own writing gifts being able to be expressed, you know, is amazing.
Yes. Yes.
It was actually linear. Like people talk about some of these things you do, you know, you have non-linear results. Honestly, mm-hmm. forgiveness gave me some seriously linear results.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to add to that, it's required. Like if you think forgiveness is an option, it's not. Because if you continue to opt out of forgiving, then you will continue to make the same mistakes over and over, over again in your life. I mean, fatherlessness leaves a residue. And the fact of the matter is that we don't forgive our fathers, and that residue will continue to contaminate each and every relationship wow. that we have and contaminate ourselves. Yeah. So I want to make that clear. Like, forgiveness is required. Mm. It's not an option. And nice. For so long, so many people have made it an option, which right. is the problem.
That's true. Now, share with us a little bit about your other book, Invisible God, I'm Waiting. Tell us about that.
Sure. Invisible God, I'm Waiting is all about people that have prayed and prayed and prayed to God. And you're like, God, where are you at? You know, I've been waiting on this prayer. I've been waiting for you to take me to the next level. You haven't come through, God. Like, where are you? This is the book that you need. It takes you through 21 different ways to actually wait on God and what you need to do during the waiting process. Because there's one thing to say, you know, God, I needed you during this time. Why are you not here? It's another thing to actually actively wait and to actually be doing something and understanding what that process actually means.
Wow, that is such an interesting topic. I love it. I don't wait ever, but I'm always talking to God. That's interesting. So what else would you like to share with my audience in the time we have left? Tell us about your coaching business and the people that you like to help.
Sure. I have been called, like I said previously, to go back and help those that were just like me, to help them over to the healing side. So I am a coach for fatherless women. And what I do is that I help them conquer life, conquer business, because business is a huge epidemic also when it comes to one that has been independent their whole life, being under authority, understanding what that actually means. And also just the pursuit of happiness. You know, I help these women really get the courage to overcome and not be held back from something that happened to them in their past. Mm. So my passion is for these fatherless women and really just helping them, you know, helping them conquer life. And it's so amazing to hear the stories and after stories and the testimonies of me helping these women, because I didn't know my purpose. I didn't know my purpose until actually after I wrote my first book, Invisible Dad, that's when I found out, like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I'm supposed to be going back and helping these women with their life. And that's what I do.
That's so awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And then tell us how we can reach you and find out more.
Sure. Go to www.CandiceCrear.com. There's the contact page, there's all the information, and my books are right there on the website.
Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.